Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Ayana Hudson.
Thank you, and how may I help you today?
I'm calling. Well, I was transferred because the young lady's telling me that some service got signed on to me because I ordered a cooler in April that I never ordered, never received, and now I have some service that's attached to me that's making my account go negative because I'm not even working and I never even signed up for the service.
Okay, well, I can look into your account and assist you if you did not make those charges. Just one moment. Now, I do have to verify the account information. Is the address 1248 Ginger Crescent in Virginia Beach, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, and we have the phone number on this account listed as 757-955-5825. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And one last thing, the email address we have, I'll spell it out, is MSRESILIANCY220@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, thank you. So I do see that this account was initially created back on March the 3rd. Someone did order a cooker. It's kind of the same as an air fryer cooker. It was offered as a promotional item. The customer just paid $7.95 for shipping and handling. And then it comes with a membership, which is the $56.95 monthly charge.
Okay. Now, I do remember that, and I never received the cooker. So I never thought no more about it.
Yes, ma'am. So the $7.95 is the price of the cooker. So you, I'm sorry, you purchase an entry ticket and you have your name entered in a drawing for the cooker.
Yeah, I never received the cooker. Never received nothing.
Yes, ma'am. So at the end of April, that contest entry did end. So if you weren't chosen as the winner, then you weren't gifted that air cooker.
So I entered something that I thought I was supposed to get something for a discounted price, never got it for the discounted price, and then you proceeded to all sign me up for something monthly and charge me for something.
The contest entry did automatically come with the membership. Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I did not agree to that. And how many other times did y'all charge my account? Because I'm not working, and I didn't even realize it. And it, until now, where it got a non-sufficient fee, but how many other times did y'all charge my account? That has to be disputed, and that money needs to be returned because I did not agree to that.
Okay, so there were a total of 4 separate charges.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell, that my money needs to be returned.
Okay, well, I usually just only assist with fraudulent claims, and I'm not able to file this one as a fraudulent claim. Now, the latest charge for today did get declined, so it did not go through. For that,
still got a fee?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you repeat that?
I still have a fee?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we don't cover any outside of the company fees, but the charge from us did decline, so it didn't go through today.
So you telling me y'all stole my money and you're not going to give it back and only reason you didn't get it today is because I didn't have it. That's what you're telling me.
I'm not sure why I wasn't able to go through today, but it did decline.
Why I didn't go through? Hold your mouth, Alex. Hold your mouth when you cough.
Yes, ma'am, but for that June charge, I could get you a 50% refund off of that.
Something has to be done because that y'all shouldn't have took my money in the first place. This is a fraudulent piece of something y'all got working here. And I'm going to report you to the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, ma'am. So those will still be considered valid charges, but I do apologize for your inconvenience.
I'm not valid if I didn't agree to it, but I'll handle it. Please give me my whatever partial refund you can do, and I'll go to the next step from there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because y'all company is, whoever you're working for is fraudulent.
Yes, ma'am. So I can refund you for the June charge. It would take 3 to 5 business days, and we'll send you out a confirmation email.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Reporting y'all fraudulent asses. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.